the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail.
To be grateful for so much you have. to joy, to cheer, to celebrate another year. Thank you for the air I breathe. Thank you for the love I need. Thank you for the joy inside of me. Oh, you give us hope, you plant the seed. You harvest every heart in need. Beauty on this place.
welcome to the Hope Show this glorious Saturday. I am so happy to be back. It's been a few weeks, and I went deer hunting for a week or so, and then I injured myself, and I took a gun scope to the forehead and got a concussion out of the deal, and so I was kind of under the weather last Saturday, and so I played a podcast from a previous show, but I am back today, and we're back on track now, and I am so happy to be here with all of you this glorious Saturday, and I am so happy that all of you can join me as well. I know it's a little late, but I'd like to wish all of you who celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday a very happy one. I hope every single one of you had a very, very happy holiday. And for those of you who are in other countries who celebrate similar holidays to our own here in the United States, I hope the holiday was enjoyable for you as well. It is that time of the year when all kinds of family celebrations are taking place, and a time when families draw nearer and give thanks for those in our life and for the many blessings we have. But we shouldn't just be thankful at the holidays. We should be thankful all year long. Blessings and miracles happen every day of the year. And yes, even in the midst of the trials and tribulations that occur in our life too. You might not be in a place to see the many blessings and miracles while you're experiencing those trials and tribulations that come on us unexpectedly, but nonetheless, they are still happening all around us. Why, you might even be grumbling to yourself right now, "Huh, a lot this woman knows. What do I have to be thankful for this year?" Okay, so maybe life is getting you down right now. But you know what? A storm never lasts. And guess what? You woke up today. That is a blessing unto itself. Some of you may not agree with that either. But I'm sure if you look around, you can find someone far worse off than yourself. I also understand, though, that the holidays can be especially hard times when you have estranged family or lost loved ones who have passed on. Perhaps you haven't any family left. Those are very sad times indeed. If you know of someone who doesn't have anyone this holiday, this is your opportunity to spread some of that holiday cheer to someone who is less fortunate than you. Ask these people to join you and your family. What a tremendous blessing it will be for everyone. As I'm sure you have recognized by now, today's topic is about being thankful, acknowledging all the blessings that you have, and being a blessing to others. The last 30 minutes of the show, I want to invite you to Skype into my show via Shaziz's Skype address and tell me what it is that you are thankful for this year. I expect lots of you to join me those last 30 minutes, so be thinking about what you are thankful for this year and when you get the cue that it is time to call in, please do so. I encourage all of you to try not to focus on what you don't have, but focus instead on all that you do have. So what? Your plans haven't always worked out in your life. So what? Not all of your goals have been met yet. So what? You don't have a fancy house or that new car that you'd hoped for. So what? Your job hasn't taken you as far as you had hoped. Life is full of twists and turns. We aren't meant to always get our own way and to have everything that we want. Sometimes the things we want so badly aren't the best things for us after all. And sometimes something far better is waiting around the corner for us. But whatever your circumstances are this holiday season, be thankful for all the many blessings that you have. You may not have all the things that you want, but you have everything that you need. We all know that we should be grateful for all of our many blessings. Each and every one of us have much, much, much to be thankful for. If we focus on our blessings, our burdens and troubles seem to weigh less heavily on our shoulders. This is one of the powers of having a thankful heart. Not only does it free us of a heavy burdened heart, but as we pause to give thanks for all the blessings we enjoy in our lives, we will actually begin to find more blessings, even more things to be thankful for. I encourage you to practice daily being more thankful, more grateful. If you do this, it will free up more space in your life for peace and contentment too. Doesn't that sound wonderful? It is, and it can be yours as well. If you find yourself falling short in this area of your life, I suggest that you check the obvious. You might be asking me right now, what is check the obvious? The obvious is you, ourselves, our own being. Check the obvious. Perhaps it would be a good time to do some spiritual troubleshooting. Maybe we need our own shortcomings to be revealed to us. Before we toss in the towel, perhaps we should check to see if we have an adequate heart connection. There are at least a dozen spiritual qualities that indicate a healthy soul. The most prominent ones are compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, love, and thankfulness. So before you let it, you know, be all just tossed away, or blame others for how your life has turned out, or for the lack of things that you have, look within. Look deep within your heart, deep within your soul. How is your heart connection? Are you plugged in? Check the obvious. Philippians 4:6 says, "Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers ask God for what you need, always asking Him with a thankful heart." So I ask you again, fellow brothers and sisters, what are you thankful for today? How is your heart connection? We should start each and every day with thanksgiving in our heart and end each day in the very same way. Being thankful is a choice. And in every situation, we should still be thankful, no matter what that situation is. The song I opened my show with says it all. We should be glad. We should be glad, for He has made us glad. For this is the day that the Lord has given us. When you hear the word thanksgiving, what do you think of? Most of us have visions of turkey dinners with all the various traditional turkey dinner trimmings, traveling, and or being surrounded by family. Americans tend to delegate one day of the year for Thanksgiving, when in fact, we should be committing to a lifestyle of Thanksgiving and joy. Incorporating Thanksgiving into our lives on a daily basis. It can be beautiful and transforming, and it can change the whole outlook on life, our emotions, our whole perspective. Joy and thanksgiving isn't something that just happens. It doesn't just happen, folks. We have to choose joy and thanksgiving and make gratefulness a lifestyle every single day. It's important to find meaningful ways to share the blessings and the burdens of life. I would like to give you a few pointers right now. Perhaps you can become involved in a community group that does for others, such as doing some volunteer work to help out. Or maybe you and a friend can set off on an adventure together to do something wonderful for a less fortunate family of the community. One idea for such a thing might be to find a business or a church that knows of some families in need, and adopt that family to bless this year. Maybe you and your friend could create a list of all your blessings and share them by making a scrapbook of your memories. Some good ideas for a man are finding someone that needs mechanical help, volunteering to do handyman jobs around someone's house. Perhaps you could plow or shovel their sidewalk or driveway after it snows, or mow someone's lawn in the summer. The ideas are limitless to what you can do to bless someone else. There are so many things that we can do to help and bless each other each and every day, in small ways as well as big ways. We need only to open our eyes and pay close attention, and we can readily and easily find someone who can use an extra hand. Why not celebrate our loved ones? It is far too easy to take our family and friends for granted without letting them know just how very, very much we truly love and appreciate them. Why not make a commitment to yourself this holiday season, starting with today, that we will intentionally commit to doing one thing daily for those that we love, to show them how important they are to us. If your parents are still alive, call them up or give them something very special. Tell them how much you love and appreciate all the things that they have done for you, all the sacrifices that they made for you. Treat a friend to lunch. Buy someone a coffee. Make your special honey breakfast in bed one morning. Whatever you choose to do, just commit to doing one extra good deed for someone daily. It doesn't have to be anything expensive, time-consuming, extravagant. It can be as simple as a homemade card, or letting your spouse sleep in, or running an errand for someone. You know, some of the most precious gifts I've ever received is a homemade card from my husband, or from my children, or my husband coming home on a summer day and has stopped alongside the road and picked me a handful of flowers. Those things are priceless. You can't put a price on that kind of love and that kind of thoughtfulness. And I cherish those things far more than anything expensive you could ever buy me. I'm a very sentimental person, and I probably should have gotten rid of some things from my daughter growing up, but I just can't part with them. I have numerous 30-gallon totes of her work. She will be 23 in less than a month. And I saved all of her artwork, all of her Christmas ornaments, all of the precious gifts that she gave me through the years. And you know, to this day, it's a tradition for me that I get out those little Christmas ornaments that she made me when she was a child, and those are what are on my Christmas tree every year. I cherish those things. It's oftentimes the little things in life that turn out to be the big things that matter the most. Don't take people for granted. I know life is busy, and oftentimes it's certainly not intentional, but let this be a reminder to slow down just a little bit and pay a little more attention to detail. Make every moment count, because tomorrow is not a guarantee. So anyway, this holiday season, be a reason for others to be thankful. Holidays have a magical way of making us feel unusually generous. But why does the magic have to be limited to just the holidays? Why can't this generosity be extended to the rest of the year? It seems as if once the holiday cheer is gone, we become stingier with our time and our money. What would it really hurt to buy the person in front of us in line at the convenience store their coffee or their soda, just once in a while. What would it hurt to leave your quarter in the shopping cart at Aldi's for the next person to use? For those of you who are not familiar with the grocery store called Aldi's, it is set up so that in order to use one of their shopping carts, you must insert a quarter into a slot that releases a chain that connects one cart to another. At the end of your shopping experience, you get your quarter back when you return the cart to where you got it from. This is supposed to cut down on the carts being stolen, damaged, or having to be retrieved from all over the parking lot. It's like a deposit to use the cart, but then after shopping, you are refunded. But why not leave your quarter behind for the next person to use the cart for free? It's only a small gesture, but let me tell you that if you don't readily have a quarter in your wallet, it's a real blessing to see that quarter in that cart. I've been there and done that. So let us not forget that joy is best experienced when it is shared. Sometimes, maybe for us ladies, it is fun to record our gratefulness. This can be done by keeping a little journal of all your daily blessings. Another really fun idea is to start what is called a blessing jar. All you need to do to get started is have a mason jar and some post-it note paper. Each day, you write down on an individual post-it note several blessings received that day. Drop them into the mason jar, and at the end of the year or some other designated future time, you open the jar and you read all the blessings you've received throughout the year. I think also that this would make a very awesome birthday or Christmas gift, too. You can modify the terms a little bit to suit yourself. You can make a jar full of compliments or blessings or things like something that you like about someone or all of the above inside one of these blessing jars. What a wonderful gift idea that would be for a cherished friend or a family loved one. The blessing jar is designed to remind us of the days when our hearts were so full of blessings that we could hardly contain ourselves. And yes, even those times when it was very difficult to even come up with one single blessing on certain days. We have all had those days when we just don't feel very blessed. But the joy you find in both the good and the not-so-good days will teach you the beauty of practicing thanksgiving in all the seasons of your life. For you believers in my listening audience, anchor your thankfulness to something besides circumstances. Philippians 4:4 says, Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Fellow brothers and sisters, we will always grapple with the reality of the world's imperfections, but we must also celebrate God's glory and goodness in the midst of all of that. Practicing thanksgiving all year long puts our hearts back in the place where we acknowledge God's goodness, even when life's circumstances are less than favorable. Look not to the temporal pleasures of this world, but seek something far greater and eternal. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break right now at this time. So I'd like for you to enjoy the songs, and I will rejoin you momentarily. If I can get the songs to drag up. Having a little difficulty on that one this morning. There we go. Enjoy the songs.
I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
and for the blue blanket of the heavenly skies, we give thanks to thee for each breath we sigh, for the beating of the drum deep within sight, for the blessing of each precious day, and most of all we give thanks for thy gracious love.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed those songs on the short break. Thank you for joining me on the Hope Show today. If you are just tuning in and have missed some of the show, you can listen to the entire podcast of today's show within a few hours of airtime. After each of my show is uploaded to my podcast page on www.shazizradio.com. Be sure and check that out. You will also find not only today's show, but a listing of previous shows for your listening convenience, too. So invite your friends to www.shazizradio.com. Check out the radio station and my podcast page, Hope by Beverly. I want to give you a quick reminder that at the end of today's show, I will be opening the call lines for my listening audience to call in and share with me what you are thankful for this year. If you're like me, you're thankful for so many things that you can't just think of only one thing. Feel free to list off as many things as you want. So be thinking about that, and when you get the cue to call in later, please do so. Today we are talking about being thankful, acknowledging all the blessings you have and being a blessing to others. Oftentimes it is all too easy to get caught up in all the festivities around the holidays. This time of the year, yet forget the true meaning of what the holidays are all about. This time of the year seems to bring out a certain magic in the air and an unusually generous heart in some of us. But what about the rest of the year? A calendar year has 365 days in it. Why do we pay such particular attention to these certain times of the year and forget about the rest of the year? During the rest of the year, we often take our loved ones for granted. We hustle and we bustle. We hurry around in a whirlwind, taking very little time out for our families. We are on a mission the rest of the year, with our set goals and a list of things that we think that we must achieve. We seem to be more focused on these things than we are on those that we love and care about. What a shame. Yesterday is gone, never to be again. Tomorrow is not a guarantee, but today, folks, is a gift. And so many of us squander the time we have here on earth doing things that won't matter tomorrow anyway if we are not here to enjoy it. We need to shift our focus, shift our priorities to what is really important to us, and seek to find more time for those things that are the most important to us. Put such priorities, such as family and friends, etc., at the top of that priority list, instead of squeezing them in at the end of our very long agenda, if we have time. We seem to think that when we put these things off, that our family and friends will understand, that they will give us a break, that they'll be there for us when we have time for them at a later time, when we decide to make time for them. That may work for a little while, but it won't work for long, folks. People don't like being considered a second choice, an afterthought, or being taken for granted, thinking that they will wait for you. I want to share a poem with you that was written by an unknown author. It's entitled, simply, Be Thankful. Be thankful that you don't already have everything that you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. It is during those times that you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made a difference in this world. It's easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they can become your blessings too. So with that poem recited, I suggest that we all make it a habit to tell people thank you, to express our appreciation sincerely and without the expectation of anything in return. Truly appreciate those around you, and you will soon find many other blessings. Therefore, when we truly appreciate life, you will find that you have so much more of it. Being silent in our gratitude doesn't mean much to anyone. Joy, thankfulness, blessings, gratitude, these are all meant to be shared, and as they are shared, they increase abundantly, both for the giver and the recipient. You can never give too much thankfulness, blessings, or gratitude. All those small gestures are worth their weight in gold. You simply cannot put a price on such things when given and received sincerely from the heart. I believe that these are where a person's riches are. These are the greatest gifts of all. I can't speak for everyone. I can't speak for all the people in all the other countries out there listening. But the vast majority of Americans are living a lifestyle of exhaustion. We oftentimes don't have time for ourselves, much less for each other. It is a tragedy for sure. If we want change, then we must be the change we wish to see in this world. How easily we forget how precious life is. Life is a gift. It's a compliment just being born, folks. Have you thought about that? It is a gift. It is a compliment just being born. To feel, to breathe, to think and play, dance and sing, work and love. Give thanks for your life. Give thanks that you woke up to see another day and enjoy all the things around you and the wonderful people in your life. Sometimes people get in the habit of saying, "Well, I'd be happier if." How many times have you heard that come out of the mouths of people? "I'd be happier if." But you know what? There is always going to be something come up in our life that we are going to say this about. But if you wait for that if-only moment, you're wasting precious time. Thankfulness, gratitude, blessings, these are all choices we make to find the good in our lives, to choose to have a thankful heart in every situation. Folks, thankfulness, gratefulness, happiness, joy, blessings, they don't just happen. You have to make it happen. You have to look for it. You have to choose every day when you wake up that you're going to be thankful, that you're going to count your blessings, that you're going to focus on what you have and not what you don't have. So if you wait for it all to come to you, then you're going to miss out on all the great things that come along every day that you aren't paying attention to. Some people find it difficult to be grateful for what they have. It is true. And for some, happiness may always elude those folks. But the more we practice thankfulness and gratitude, the more we invite happiness to come into our hearts. Perhaps these folks that find it so hard to find the happiness in their life need to take a gratitude challenge. You may ask, what is a gratitude challenge? Well, folks, this is something that will certainly put things into proper perspective. I want you to try this. Write down 10 living people you are grateful for. Write down 10 people that have passed away in your life that you are grateful for. Write down 10 physical abilities that you are grateful for having. Write down 10 material possessions that you are grateful for. Write down 10 things about nature that you are grateful for. Write down 10 things about today that you are grateful for. Write down 10 modern day inventions that you are grateful for. You can make up your own list of things that you're grateful for, and it doesn't have to be 10 of everything. That's just a random number that I chose. Choose your own number. I myself probably couldn't think of 10 of everything. But it's just designed to help remind us, to get us thinking about what we are thankful for and feel truly blessed in our life. But what if you could think of 10 of everything? Folks, you would have 100 blessings. And I'm sure it probably would not take you long to think of 100 things that you are blessed for. Did you know that counting your blessings can literally increase your emotional health? It is true. The happier you are with your life, the better health you will experience. It takes the extra stress off of our mind, our soul, and our heart. When this happens, we experience more peace. It lowers our heart rate. We find that we aren't as fatigued all the time. Our mood is better, and our daily experiences are more enriching. Have you ever seen a grateful person that is unhappy? Probably not. So go ahead and make that choice to live a thankful lifestyle. You will feel so, so, so much better. So much more relaxed. So much more happy. And at peace. I want to share with you for just a moment. I want to take a little time out. And I want to share with you some of the things that I am thankful for. I'm going to go back and back through my little list here that I just spoke of. I'm not going to come up with 10 people or 10 of everything. I just want to share with you in my heart a few things that I am thankful for. Some living people that I am grateful for. I am grateful for my parents. I am grateful for my brother. I am grateful for my husband. I am grateful for my children and my grandchildren. Someone that I am grateful for that has passed away. I am grateful for my grandparents on my dad's side. What a blessing they were. And I miss them dearly. They've been gone for a good many years, but not forgotten. I love them with all of my heart, and there isn't a day that doesn't go by. Makes me a little choked up that I don't think about my Grandma and Grandpa Wilson, because they were such a big influence in my life. I will never forget them. They are with me every day. Some physical abilities that I am grateful for. I am grateful that I can get out of bed every morning. I am grateful that I can walk. I'm grateful that I can run. I am grateful that I still have my arms and my legs to move, and that my mental faculties are still in place. Even though my husband would surely say that that's debatable. But, well, we won't go into that. But I am grateful for all of those things, that I am able to do so much more than some of those folks out there with disabilities. Some material possessions that I am grateful for. I am grateful for our car. I'm grateful for our house. I'm grateful for a warm bed. Some things about nature that I am grateful for. I am grateful for the changing seasons. I am grateful for all the animals in this world. I'm grateful for the sun and the moon. I'm grateful for rainbows, for that is our promise of things to come. What am I thankful for today? I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful that I married my husband. I'm thankful that I'm surrounded by people who love me and that I love them. My friends, my church family, my blood family. I'm thankful for all of you. I'm thankful that I am able to be up and around and spreading this message to you today. What are some modern inventions that I'm grateful for? I am grateful for food choppers. As crazy as that may sound, I am grateful for food choppers, food processors. I'm grateful for lights, the light bulb. I'm grateful for electricity. I'm grateful for ovens and microwaves. I'm grateful for cars. And yes, I'm even grateful for my cell phone. You know, I think back to the times when I was a teenager, and I didn't have a cell phone back then. My folks didn't have cell phones back then. And that was a time when I was, you know, dating and going places with my friends, and, you know, my folks would set a curfew and send me off out the door, you know, have fun, be careful, come back at midnight, whatever, you know. I can't even imagine my daughter and I not having a cell phone during that time. I can't imagine not having a cell phone and communicating with those that I love and my daughter and my children now. You know, if I had been my folks back in the day when my daughter was dating and going out and driving and so far, so on and so forth, I would have been a nervous wreck. I wouldn't have known where she was at, if she was hurt, if she was safe, if she was running late. Oh my goodness. I couldn't imagine being my folks, and I am blessed for these things. But that's a little bit of the things that I am grateful for today, and everyone has their own lists. I want to go ahead and take another really short break and play you a couple other songs, and I'll join all of you again after this short break.
prayed for blessings, we prayed for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear each spoken need, yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? Pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not. Hardest nights, all your mercies in disguise.
Welcome back from the break. I'm so happy all of you are joining me on this glorious Saturday morning. I'm so very blessed to have all of you tuning in with me today. I want to thank all of you for sharing your time with me. What a blessing it is to be with you. If you are just tuning in today, we are talking about being thankful, acknowledging all the blessings you have, and being a blessing to others. We shouldn't just be thankful just at the holidays. We should be thankful all year long. Blessings and miracles happen every day of the year. Yes, even in the midst of our trials and our tribulations. A storm never lasts forever. And guess what? You woke up today. That is a blessing unto itself. Don't you agree? Well, if you are just tuning in, good news. A few hours after my show is aired, it will be uploaded to my podcast page on www.shazizradio.com. You can go back and listen to the entire show at your convenience, more than once if you like. And don't forget to invite your friends to listen on Saturdays and to visit my podcast page and to listen to the previous shows. I want to take a moment to remind you that in approximately about 30 minutes, I will be opening the show for call-ins. Call in to Shaziz's Skype address and visit with me. Take that time to share with me some of the things that you are grateful for. I would love to hear from all of you. When the next song break comes up, I will cue you when it will be time to call in. So put on your thinking caps while I take this extra bit of time to keep on talking about blessings and thankfulness. You know, sometimes things come along in our life quite unexpectedly, such as losing a loved one, and our lives are forever changed. If it happens near the holidays, it can take the holiday cheer right out of a person. It's so easy, this time of the year, and even throughout the rest of the year, to get so caught up in the excitement of dinners and parties, sales and gifts, that we forget just how truly precious life is, that life itself is a gift. Sometimes we get so caught up in the commercialism of the season that we forget to be truly blessed for all the blessings that we receive all year long. Not the material things, but the simple things, such as flowers and rain, the smells and the sights of the season, nature, hugs, time spent with family making beautiful memories, children, and the list goes on and on. That doesn't mean we won't experience our share of trials and tribulations. We will. But you have to pull the strength from somewhere deep down inside and find the way to overcome such things. Think about all the people in your life that have been by your side through the year, who have helped keep you motivated, helped encourage you and give you comfort when times were tough. Think about the people who have loved you, have shared laughter along with tears and hugs. Think about all the people who have made your life happier because they were a part of your life. What would we do without our family and our friends? But what if you are someone who hasn't any family or friends to comfort you, support you, encourage you, laugh with you, spend time with you, listen to you, cry with you? Life can be hard sometimes. We all have our own personal journey. It's not always easy sailing. We do the best we can with what we have to work with. I am so thankful for just the basic things, such as food, shelter, warmth when it is cold, and medicine for when I'm sick. A cool place in the blistering summer months, transportation, an income that provides for those basic needs. Some people don't even have their basic needs. A lot of people in today's world live in great poverty. The people who have wealth and riches, according to the material standards of society, don't have any idea what it feels like to live in poverty. They haven't any empathy for those lifestyles that they know nothing about, that they have not experienced for themselves. Poverty is a predicament that not only takes away a person's physical comforts, but also drains a person of dignity and spiritual strength. It leaves them mentally and physically exhausted. It robs them of their hopes and their dreams. When you have this kind of deficit in your life, lasting for long periods of time, perhaps even a lifetime, you begin to see a person's soul just wither up and die. It is this reason we should all be thankful for our parents for teaching us to grow in grace and letting us learn from getting things wrong. My parents taught me to live unselfishly and with humility, to find joy in giving. I'm grateful for their wisdom, their love, and the fact that they didn't give me everything that I wanted. I had to earn it. They taught me the value of a dollar and how hard it is to come by. They taught me how to love myself, love my family, and love my neighbor. I'm thankful for all of my teachers in my life, in school, my grandparents, everyone. I'm thankful for all those people in my lifetime that never gave up on me, who believed in me and taught me how to believe in myself. I am thankful to have parents who raised me with honor, who raised me with integrity and knowing honesty, right from wrong, taught me loyalty, morals, and decent, upstanding values in life, who taught me how to respect all of life on this earth, all creatures, and to respect my elders. I'm thankful for my amazing husband, my children, my brother, my grandchildren, my parents. I have an amazing life, and I am so very, very blessed. None of us are promised a perfect life, but what I do have is perfect for me. Find the place in your life where you become grateful for everything you have and where you are in your life right now. When you find this, you will find your happiness, your contentment, your peace, and you won't be wanting for anything more. You will already have everything you need. I've made mistakes in my life, but I give thanks even for those mistakes, because I have learned. I wouldn't change anything about my life. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything, give thanks." In everything, give thanks. Sometimes in life, we need to remind ourselves that thankfulness is also a virtue. We don't need a holiday or a feast to feel grateful for all that we have. We should be grateful for everything we have all year long, for there is much in our lives to be grateful for. As I have prepared for this week's show, I have had my opening song chorus stuck in my head. I have found myself all of this week going around singing while I'm cleaning my house, painting my house, driving in the car, everything and everywhere I have been singing. "For He has made me glad, He has made me glad, for I will rejoice because He has made me glad." Over and over again. But that is a good thing. For you see, I am glad that He has made me glad. Generally, if I get a song stuck in my head, it annoys me after a while. But not this time. I just keep singing the chorus over and over, with a little kick in my step and a smile in my heart. So be thankful for what you have. If so, you will end up having more. If you concentrate on all the things that you don't have, you will never, ever have enough. And as far as gratitude, think about this for a moment. No one who achieves success of any kind does it on his or her own completely. Let me say that again. No one who achieves success of any kind does it on his or her own completely. No one does so without a little help from someone along the way. Be sure you honor those in your life that have helped you out along your way in life. Everyone in this world is used in some way to better another person in whatever way seem fit. That is what it's all about, folks. hands reaching out together, helping and loving one another and acknowledging those efforts and being appreciative of that fact. Think about this. If you were completely all alone from birth to now, how would you have gotten? How far would you have gotten on your own? Think about that for a moment. If you were completely all alone from birth to now, how far do you think you would have gotten on your own? You probably would not have survived. You have had the help of parents, siblings, teachers, loved ones, perhaps church family, grandparents, co-workers, friends, your boss, and on to help you to get to this point in your life. You did not get there completely by yourself. Be grateful. Be thankful. Count your blessings. People with a strong sense of gratitude, love, and appreciation don't necessarily have more than anyone else. They aren't any luckier than you or I. How many times have you heard someone say, "Man, those folks have all the luck"? It isn't true. They simply recognize and see more beauty in their lives. They make every moment count. These folks find the time to relax. They find healthy ways of dealing with life's little frustrations. They have made peace with their life and have eliminated worrying and started living. If they get angered by something, as all of us do from time to time, they find a healthy way to diffuse it, resolve it, and move on. Joyful, thankful, content people, at peace, live in the moment. They have learned that dwelling on the past gets you absolutely nowhere. If you spend too much time thinking about your future, then you will miss out on what is happening now. Also, opening the door to past and future opens the door for comparisons. What you have now, in this moment, is all that exists. Thinking too much about the past or the future leaves the door wide open for dissatisfaction. It is said that the past is history, the future is a mystery, today is a gift, and that is why they call it the present. So enjoy today. Some of the most basic pleasures are enjoyed by such things as our senses: sight, touch, smell, hearing. All these things are accessible to us, but a lot of us take such things for granted and we don't fully appreciate all these little things around us. We need to slow down, folks. We need to slow down from our busy lives and notice such things. You will notice that happy, thankful people do notice more than the average person. Notice the beautiful shapes and colors, the fragrance in the air, the sunlight, the sunrise, the sunset, the big blue sky and the puffy white clouds. Think of all the things you would miss if you were blind, deaf, couldn't smell or feel anything. Think of what you would miss out on if you couldn't run or walk. Folks, cherish the laughter. Cherish the affection, the playfulness. Cherish your relationships and the time that you spend with your loved ones and friends. We would all be much better off if only we could see life through the eyes of a child. Children have such an innocence about them. Children are so inquisitive. Children see things in a more simpler way. We once did too. But as we grew up and our lives changed, we got busy, we forgot how to see the world as a child does. Every once in a while, we will still get a glimmer of that back again, especially if we have the opportunity to be around very young children. Sometimes we even feel like a child again, for just a moment. Have you ever been around a child? They are so excited about their environment. The world is new and fresh and full of learning. It's contagious. It's contagious, isn't it? their laughter, their innocence, their carefreeness, their eagerness to learn, their enthusiasm. It just rubs off on you, and you can't help but find joy in your heart. And for that brief moment, you remember what it was like to be that age before life got so hectic. I love those times with my children as they grew up, and now I'm loving those times all over again with my grandchildren. Folks, fellow brothers and sisters, I hope that this message will get you to thinking about where your heart is this holiday season, and that will encourage you to not only have a thankful and generous heart through the holidays, but all through the year. I hope it will remind you of what is truly important, and that life is not a guarantee. When you wake up each morning, be thankful for the gift that you have been given, life itself. Check the obvious. If you're not feeling these things, check the obvious. Check your pulse. Check your heart. What is your heart connection? Are you plugged in today? I'm going to take another short break, and after these next two songs I play, when I return, the call line will be open for you to join me live on air to share with me some of your holiday cheer and what it is that you are thankful for. I look forward to hearing from you, so please get ready for the countdown. At the end of this second song, have your finger ready. Dial in. Call in on Shaziz's Skype address. This first song I'm going to play for you is an Irish blessing.
Oh, your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy. Worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Worship your holy name. Bless you, fail. The end draws near and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
excuse me. My tongue's tied. If you are
just
tuning in, we have been talking about being thankful, grateful for the life we've been given, and counting our many, many blessings. Before the break, I promised my listening audience that I would open my show up for call-ins after the break. It is now time to hear what all of you are thankful for. So please, at this time, make your call, and I look forward to visiting with each and every one of you. Shaziz, what are you thankful for this year?
Well, I've heard the word thankful a whole lot during this show. Thankful for that, I guess. Beverly and I have had a lot to be thankful for. We were actually blessed with the honor of being able to help some folks out in their time of need. And in the process of doing that, we put ourselves in pretty much a financial pinch. And of course, that brought a lot of worries on Beverly and I because, you know, we had a lot of things that we needed to accomplish. But here recently, things have started pouring in. People coming from all different directions trying to help us out. You know, they knew our story. They knew what kind of individuals we were and the things that we tried to do for folks. And, you know, so I'm thankful that there's people out there who are thankful enough for their blessings in life to go out there and try to do something else for somebody else. You know, I said that Beverly and I put ourselves in a financial pinch, you know, but I'm thankful for that opportunity to be able to do so in order to try to benefit somebody's life in a positive manner. Sure, you know, we could have had a lot of bad go out of it because, you know, when you need the money for certain things and you ain't got it and you have to put it off for a month or maybe 2 months or 3 months, whatever, you know. But we look at the blessings that we do have, you know. We got a roof over our head and we got food in our bellies and we're able to, you know, help take care of other folks. And, you know, we're not the wealthiest folks in the world, but we're not the poorest folks in the world either. And so to be able to reach out to help somebody in need, that to me is worth all the thankfulness in the world, you know. It's worth the effort that sometimes you have to go through, the sacrifice or whatever. So, you know, with that said, I'm thankful for all the people out there. I'm thankful for Beverly's show, you know. We've heard the word thankful a lot. And hopefully you can find something in your life to be thankful for. If you look at what you do have, as opposed to what you don't have, you might find out you're just a little better off than you actually thought you were. I'll give the show back to Beverly. Peace and love, everybody.
You know, I don't think of wealth in the terms that a lot of people do. You know, a lot of people think of wealth and they measure wealth by the amount of money that they have. And I don't look at it that way. I measure my wealth by, you know, I'm rich in my life just because of the things that I do have in my life, you know, and I've worked hard for everything that I have in my life. I've earned it, and praise God, with His help, I didn't do it all by myself. But, you know, I may, as Shaziz said, you know, we may not be wealthy in terms of what society, how they see it, but we are rich in our hearts for all the wonderful things that we do have. And he was talking about things that have just been pouring in this week. And we've had four things happen this week. And first of all, you know, I got injured, and so from deer hunting, and so I've been just a little down and out this week, you know, kind of taking life easy and stuff because my head's just been pounding. I had a concussion, and then the brakes went out on our car, and by the grace of God, I made it home safely without having a crash, and so the car sat for about a week and a half, and we were housebound, and some of our church family knew of our situation, that we were not financially able to put skirting on our house at this time, and we still didn't have water in our home at this time. And so, you know, it just chokes me up to think about it. But Shazuz's brother-in-law came down one night and worked till midnight putting those brakes on the car for us. And my church family kept calling and kept calling, asking me, how's your head? How are you doing? Did you resolve anything on the skirting or the water? And one day, unexpectedly, this man shows up a couple of days ago on our doorstep. And he'd been out at our house before. He was a plumbing type of person, and an excavator. And we had met him before. But he comes out to our house and he says, I'm here to take a look at your water situation, you know, and see what you need. And the church had sent him. And, you know, I never want to take someone for granted, you know, so I don't want to assume. So I asked the gentleman before he left, I said, you know, what's the charge going to be? And he looked at me with this great big smile on his face, and he says, honey, it's all taken care of. Don't you worry about a thing. I'll be back tomorrow. I've only met this man once in my entire life, outside of a couple of days ago, and I was so overwhelmed. I had tears in my eyes, and I don't know what this man thought, but I ran up to him, and I gave him the biggest hug, because I was so blessed by not only his generosity, but the church family pitching in to help us. See. And then, you know, I had another call come in. Somebody knew we were looking for some tin for the skirting. And I received another call, and they said, it just so happens that we had a barn collapse on us with last year's snowstorm, and you can have all the tin that you want.
So, when we talk about being rich, we're not talking about the financial, you know, being wealthy enough to buy or whatever you want in your entire life. We're talking about the true gold.
The gold in people's heart.
Isn't what you can put in your pocket. It's the people, the good people of the world that help one another out. The friends, my buddy in Australia, Cultus, and Scott from Texas, Kent.
They have really had our back the last several weeks, because Shaziz and I have had so much going on. We had a grandbaby be born, and we've been gone with deer season and so on. And so, you know, we've kind of missed out on a few of our shows and things. And these two men, Cultus and Muddy Mudman, I mean, they have picked up the slack for us, and they have readily just stepped into our place and took over our shows for us so that we could get away and have some time with our family. And we are so thankful for them for doing that.
It's this network we've got with Steve and the Scotty Sovereigns and everybody else out there, all the friends that we've met.
Paula, Chrissy.
For all the time that we've done our shows. You guys
rock.
That's where the gold's at, our friends, you know? And we hope that somehow or another we can repay y'all the love and friendship you've given us with the same.
We're a little choked up over here, folks. Please do call in. Call in. We want to hear what you're thankful for today. Shaziz's Skype address.
Yeah, don't
be shy.
Just jump in there. You're talking to friends. Call up on Skype. User Shaziz. If I ain't on your contact list, add me there. I don't reject any friends on Skype.
Be a blessing to someone else today. You know, we're sharing some of the blessings that we have and in our lives, and we're eager to hear from all of you out there too. We'd like to know what it is that you're blessed with today and throughout the year.
Keep trying to tell people how powerful that they really are, and it's really not as... Hey, we got Rick.
Hey, Rick, we got you calling in here. You're live on Hope Show.
How you doing there, brother?
Hey, I'm doing great. So glad to see you back, Bev. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you so much. I'm still, my head's a little hurting a little bit today, but other than that, I think I'm back on the right track again. I'm a
true
new
blessing.
Woman.
Well, I don't want to take too much of your time up. I just wanted to say what I'm thankful for is the opportunity to be able to learn in this human form and to be able to meet so many wonderful souls out there. And, you know, you guys are definitely on the top of that list. And you do so many wonderful things, and bless you, and may the Creator always love and protect you.
Thank you, Rick, so much.
Thank you very much. And, you know, the feeling's mutual. We couldn't have gotten anywhere in this life without the rest of you guys.
We definitely appreciate it, believe me. It's a wonderful, wonderful journey.
Yeah, and, you know, I just hope that people, when I talk about how powerful the individual really is, I hope that they really take that to heart, because the littlest gesture in life can be the biggest result in life. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, whenever I was a teenager, I used to babysit the neighbor's two kids. And, I mean, they were just young then, 7 and 9, I believe. Well, recently, the oldest one, he had gotten a hold of me, and I had not talked to him since the 70s.
Wow.
And he said I had made such a huge impact in his life that he was forever indebted to me. And, you know, it just made my heart melt.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful testimony.
Well, and that's another point to the power of the individual, man. You know, you did what was in your heart back then, not even thinking about the future per se. But look at the results, man. You can't fail going down that road. You just can't fail.
That's right. It's all about now. You know, it's all about now. Everybody worries about what's going to happen tomorrow, and, you know, the ramifications of what's already happened. It's not about that. It's about now. Do it now. Be proactive now. Love now.
I got this thing that I say every day, you know. I'll try to say it on my show a lot. You probably heard me say it before, but whoever the Creator is gave us the something really amazing. Every day, without fail, the sun comes up, you know, and you got a whole brand new, fresh slate. You can either repeat the mistakes of yesterday, or you can go on, and you can try to make your life and everyone around you better just by trying to throw some positive pebbles in the right directions, you know. And so with that said, that's something really to be thankful for. You know, you don't always get do-overs. But you get a new day every day, and if you've got your feet standing on the ground and you're not underneath the dirt, you know, you got something. You got something. You see where I'm coming from? Oh, we lost him.
call back in, Rick.
There we are.
Oh, there you are.
Kind of lost you there for a minute.
Did you hear what I finally said there?
No, I missed the end of it.
Essentially, I'm saying any day that you're above the ground as opposed to being below the ground, you're blessed. You're truly blessed. You got an opportunity to do wonderful things, and you got an opportunity to make your life so beautiful, you know. I look at the world a whole lot different than your average Joe. Your average Joe, and you can ask my wife, she'll tell you, you know, if things are bad going on, I'm the kind of guy that wants to make the lemonade out of the lemons, you know, or,
right,
you know, I'm trying to make the best out of a bad situation, and I'm telling her, you know, honey, things seem to be bad for us right now, but they could be a whole lot worse. And so we need to recognize even the tiniest blessings and pass them along.
Absolutely. You know, over the past few years, especially this last month, has been really, really rough. I mean, I lost my youngest brother, and we lost the dog that we've had, you know, that I've known for 13 years. A beautiful soul she was, you know. But we just have to remember that, you know, it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. You give your love and you give your compassion to the world, your soul will continue. Your essence will continue.
I agree, and I believe that your brother, my heart goes out to you, because in the mindset we were all raised in, when we don't have our loved ones right next to us, that's a hard thing to deal with. But the energy and the love that you and him shared, that's not never going away.
No, that's eternal. I believe that. I truly believe that.
And his positivity put a positive light on your soul and your heart, man. You know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I had found out years later whenever I graduated high school in 1979, I went directly into the service and did not come back to Pennsylvania for 15 years. And come to find out when I did come back that he had looked up to me so much that he tried to emulate me while I was gone. And I did not know that, And, I told him, brother, I've made a lot of mistakes in my lifetime, so please don't try to emulate me,
Well, go ahead, honey.
I was just going to say that, that sticks with you forever. Forever.
Well, I can relate to how your brother felt, because my brother is very special in my heart, too. And he's 14 years older than I. He graduated when I started kindergarten. And my mother had a miscarriage before me and after me. There would have been some other siblings. But, generally you would think that with such an age gap that he and I would not have had much of a relationship, because we were so much apart in age. But you know what? My brother, I have pictures that he was my best friend, and he still is. And it just, it's one of those things where even if you don't talk for 6 months, when you see that person the next time, it's like it was yesterday. It was like yesterday. And he was literally my hero when I was growing up, And I guess even though I'm as old as I am, I still put my brother up on that pedestal just a little bit, even though that I know no one's perfect, but he's perfect for me. And, he doesn't know what to think about all that. He's in his upper 50s, but, there's not a day that doesn't go by that, I don't think of him. And when I get the chance, he's not as sentimental as I am, but so whenever I see him, I give him a big hug and tell him how much I love him. And he may not reciprocate in the way that I do, but I know that it's there in his heart.
Well, I'll bet he's a little more sentimental than you think. I can see his eyes when he lights up,
But he was, he was my best friend, and he would tag me along on his dates even. It used to kind of upset his dates from time to time, because he would invite me to go skating or to go to Pizza Hut or whatever, and I was like this little tag-along, like the third wheel on his dates.
Well, just don't want everyone out there to understand the value of themselves, I hope that this show's been empowering to the individual out there to know that everything they do makes a difference, It's the positive pebble thing. How much easier can you put it, Throw some positive pebbles out there, because if you want a better world to live in, it starts with you.
And that's a lasting legacy, how you treat people and being thankful and grateful and the positive pebble in the pond and all of those things.
It's like
those
a piggyback of love.
Those are lasting legacies that will go on and on for years to come.
You keep putting them that love in that piggy bank, and then down the line, whenever you find yourself on hard times, you find out that, that piggy bank's pretty full. Like I said, we got blessed with the capabilities of helping some folks that were in need out, and, we put ourselves in a little bit of financial jeopardy over it, but I would do it all over again. I wouldn't change anything. you know, and when our time was down and we didn't have to ask for help, it just showed up. And that's what's so amazing about, you know, what's occurred here. I don't look at it just like I done something nice and expected something nice in return. What I look at it is like I did something nice, I forgot about it, and it came back around. It came back around with the vengeance, you know. It just, it's overwhelming. And I hope that everyone else out there has the opportunity, the blessing to feel what that feels like.
Yes, there are a lot of people out there that don't believe in karma.
Oh, I do. Yes.
Oh, I do.
Sometimes
very
much it's
so.
Instantaneous, like stomping on a rake because you're mad.
Yes. Gonna get a lump in the head.
Yeah. That's nature's way of kind of telling you, hey, you better calm down.
Is that what happened to me for deer hunting?
Yeah, pretty much.
For my harvest?
You got greedy.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and jump off here. Love you guys so much.
Love you.
Thank
too,
you
Rick.
So much for doing what you're doing.
Thank you so
keep
much
going.
For joining us.
We're going to keep it. We're going to keep it up. We're going to keep the ball rolling because in our hearts we believe that's where the gold lies. You know, like I said, the gold isn't what you can put in your pocket. It's the people and the friends and the love that you can share around this world. Because when it comes back to you, you're going to know it. It was worth it.
And come back and visit us anytime, Rick. We love talking to you. You're such
Thank
a blessing
so
to us.
Thank you all so much.
You're
love
welcome.
You guys and have a beautiful afternoon.
You love too. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, we got a tune because we're like right down there and we're going to be cutting into somebody's showtime.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show today, and I hope all of you have enjoyed today's message. I hope all of you have taken something away from it to think about, and I have certainly enjoyed all of you, and I've enjoyed having my husband Shaziz and Rick online with me for the ending of today's program, and may God bless you and keep you safe and bless you abundantly. Until next Saturday, same time, same place. Have an incredible week, folks. We love all of you.
Take care, everybody. Peace and love. And don't forget to have some faith in yourself.
Peace and
Share
love.
Share it with the world.
May peace prevail on earth.
Puisse la paix régner dans le monde.
Да будет мир человечеству во всем мире.
Que la paz prevalezca en la tierra.
Pace mbretërofte në botë.
Selam dhe mulla, ala misë.
Kagagucion ambuht ashkari martkutjana.
Aka ura penha, suma hakanya uthupa.
Yaşasın sür bütün dünyada.
Ne suma kaladamu tukukulukoka.
Нехай путь мир человечеству во всем свете.
Бише шанти вираж корук.
Намай пис истап лонвол.
Нека мир завлада на земли.
Нека пребъде мира по света.
Кава людамя, ниньян и яши базе.
Сом ай и пупло ба санте пир.
Папас какава на мунду.
Кала пау превалги а ла терра.
Ntendere ukhale paziko la pansi.
Amani o haruma ye dunia kamili.
Pour la paix simaye dans le monde entier.
Que la paix règne dans le monde.
Atmir vjde varne na zemi.
No, fred herske på jorden.
Barqarar ba sulh dar jahan.
Niega amankan damahattava breve.
Mogen vrede heersen op aarde.
Zamlin dinalo. Diki pusum tsuchuji.
Olko maailmas rahu.
Vallitko on rauha maailmassa.
Tae ikos mshvidobam tel msoplios.
Möge friede auf erden sein.
Efkome na epikratisi irini ston kosmo.
Tekopy awapyte non de teko arapy lehe.
Ishre shalom ale adamot.
Vishme shanti rahe.
leje frede rika au jörð.
Ke etime tu atirau jörnab.
Smoga dame di dunia.
Goref shikon.
Dawen.
Ke la pace regni sulla terra.
Sekai jindiga hewa dari masioni.
Adam zatka bütkü dünyada beybetçilik bolsun.
Amahoro naganzi kwisi hose.
Amahoro yosasa gara mwisi yose.
Tege ilwe tuwaga irupe doro.
Asti bu hamu jihan.
Dünyada tınçlık bolsun.
Kohai sandi hap yong mi yu naylo.
Laibut mir pasaule.
Frieden mit alle Menschen auf der Welt.
Tebuna pasaulia taika.
Neka mir od zavladei na zemjata.
Ledjem beke o földön.
Inga ni hanzaka era ni zau tutu lui zau ni fanjia paha demana.
Smoga damai di dunia.
Yallo al pachi, sultan fitinia.
Himanga rungo kiunga iti finua.
Aine man Enterion Lali.
Fie pace te pământ.
Dain deși e să mărnau băt.
Enim mec eu iat eb.
Bisoma santi faili rahos.
Mocte devar fred po iuren.
Abu da volum sisi ravlul al.
Telgi vi sole panarexi.
Bergarar bad sol dar sarasare jahan.
Peace must
stop long war. Pokój na ziemi.
Que a paz prevaleça no mundo.
Teximuyupi alinkau seikachum.
Yamalo pel file muile lalulang.
Siriri aduti nanduti sese.
Hozo ibeti lefati.
A kahiso eneteng mo lefaten.
Noveni sama yepavativa.
Kuthula akube semhlabeni.
Niech pokój vždy vládne na zemi.
Najmír zavláda svetu.
Dunidu nabat hakuwarto.
Amani na iwepo duniani.
Mu fred roda po yudan.
Sanay manatili ang kapayapaan sa daigdig.
Barkaror botsul dar jahan.
Pumil samadhanam nilabattum.
Dame ba mundu tomak.
Kohai, santipap, tongma solo.
Salam ab alam nisfan.
Swatawangi, ketop amirino imamani koto.
Dunyada barish taim olsun.
Dunyada tarahatsulup bolsun.
Ketu maut file mu itilalolang.
Хай буде мир людству у всьому світі.
Дунья не аман каймари.
Дунья де тінстик бойся.
Довчук пабе, чо то аке плайте.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved us. Through many days Ah.